Thank you. Good morning. Are you enjoying good conversation and beautiful music already here in the house of the Lord? Yes, me too. Sorry, this mic is really loud. I can't barely move here. We're going to be singing together song number 25, God's Love is Wonderful. And I invite you to stand with me this morning. We're going to sing together, and as you see, there's no band this morning and there's no worship team, so it's you and I. And of course, thank you very much, Allison and Graham, and we have our guitarist this morning. So, but we need your voices, so we're going to do it together. We're going to sing to the Lord with all our heart, with everything that's within us this morning, because His love for us is wonderful, isn't it? It's wonderful. So let's sing. And we are here to love Him back, to tell Him how much He means to us and how grateful we are. So I invite you to just bow your heads with me for a moment in prayer. Dear God, we come before You this morning and we're grateful for Your love. Your love for us is wonderful. When we think of how much You have done for us, the gift of life and the gift of every blessing, God. Even the gift of a struggle sometimes in life, because when we are going through difficult times, that's when perhaps we are more willing to look at You and to seek Your face and to reach out to You. So God, for the gift of Your love this morning, we're grateful for the gift of life. We're grateful for the gift of being here together to worship You. We're grateful for the gift of this safe place where we can meet and be together and proclaim the goodness of Your love for us, God, in freedom. We are grateful. Grateful for Your presence in this place this morning, O Lord. And we come to You And we bring ourselves to you this morning, God, and we pray that our own lives will be the sacrifice that we bring this morning, the offering that we bring to you this morning. Señor, venimos esta mañana agradeciéndote por tu amor y tu presencia. Y venimos trayendo nuestras vidas, Señor, sabiendo que tú eres un Dios de amor y misericordia, que nos lo has dado todo, Señor. Gracias por el regalo de la vida y de tu presencia en medio de nosotros. Te pedimos, Señor, que esta mañana nos ayudes a estar apercibidos de tu presencia y a darte todo de nosotros. So, Father, this morning we pray that every aspect of this service will bring honor and glory to your name, and that as we bring ourselves to you, you will bless us, you will transform and bless and touch our lives in the ways that only you can do. Bless the people that are not here this morning for different reasons, we pray as well. Oramos, Señor, que tú bendigas cada aspecto de esta reunión esta mañana y que tú estés en medio de nosotros, que nos hables, Señor, y que bendigas a nuestros hermanos que no están con nosotros esta mañana. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can have your seats. We have announcements. I hope you have your bulletin. So during the summertime, we don't have someone at the door giving the bulletins away, but they are available right at the door on those little tables over there. So if you want one, please feel free to take one. Durante el verano vamos a estar entregando, no vamos a estar entregando boletines en la puerta, pero están disponibles en la mesa al lado de la puerta para quien los quiera tener. So some announcements for today. One that's very important, and I already mentioned it last week, it's Rally Day. So mark your calendars and be here. Pray for this beautiful event and moment in which we will be gathering together again after the summer, because Jesus is calling us to spend more time with him. And this is what we are wanting to do, get together and come again as a family to worship him and serve him for another season in our lives. And another important announcement is at the back here of this little insert, and it's about a Territorial Youth Congress that is going to be happening next year, May 21 to 24, but registration opens in September. So if you have a youth, if you have someone in your family who would like to go to this event, the time is now to ask the questions, the time is now to register. If you have questions, if you want more information, please come see me. There's a poster out there with more details also on the bulletin out there on the hallway. And please read through the bulletin. If you have questions, you can come see me, see Johnny, see Allison. She's working really hard on the core directory, and I think there's a couple more people who are still yet to send pictures, right? She's still waiting for your pictures. So if you haven't sent your pictures yet and you would like to be part of the core directory, please send your pictures her way. We're going to be receiving our offering this morning, and I invite you to choose to do it in an attitude of worship.
Gushers, please come forward. I just found out a few minutes ago that Paul Thistle will be going back home this week. So safe travels back, Paul. Nice to see you again. Oh. Self-serve today. Reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you helped his people and continue to help them. Let us pray. Dear Lord, upon whose giving we depend upon every day, to teach us how to give generously to those in need. May our offerings today be used to share your love with others. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
We're going to play a game today, so I need you. Okay, let's see how many. Okay, Sam, come bring the Jenga here this way. And you come here, come around this way. Sam's coming with what we're doing. Yeah, come. You stand on this side so that they can see what you're doing. Thank you, Sam. How are you this morning? You're good? Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Okay, Sam, come. Thank you. Just put it here. Okay, so these are just some blocks. And I want to invite you to build. Whoa, sorry. Thank you. Let's see. Each of you will get 4 or 5 of these little blocks. Let's see. You have 5. Let's see if you have 5. Okay, Sam. Get 5. Okay, here. Get 5. Come this way. 5 for you. You have 5? Okay, can you leave some room? Come here. Okay, you need 5 of these ones. And this is what I want you to do. Do you have 5?
Actually, I have 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, so you have 6. And I said how many you can have? 5. Thank you. Oh, you're really good at following instructions. Really good. You have 5? Each of you, do you have 5? You don't? You have more than 5? Oh, thank you. That's great. Okay. So I'm wondering if with those 5 blocks, you can work really hard to build something that looks like a house. Let's see. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Let's see if you can try to build something that looks like a house. Like a house. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, ooh, that's great. Yeah, whoa, uh-oh, you can, yeah, start all over again. Yeah. Looks like a house. Oh, you did a great job. Sorry that you cannot see it, but he did something that looks like a house, like 3 blocks and then 2, like a triangle on the top. Feel free to come and take a look if you want. Yeah. Let's stand up and take a look if you want. You're doing, yeah, great job. Oh, perfect, yes, that looks like a house. Okay, what if I give you 2 more blocks? Will you change it? Let's see, 2 more blocks. Let's see if you can change it. If you will do something different. Whoops, bless you. 2 more blocks. Would you do something different if you have more blocks? Does that mean your house is bigger? Let's see. Whoa, goo. What happened?
It fell.
Yes. Do you know why?
Because I'm trying to build it.
Yes, you're trying to build it. And you want a really tall house, I see, right? Yes, is that what it is? Yeah. Did you do something different with your house, Sam?
Yeah, I put 2 blocks inside it. And a chimney.
Oh, and a chimney. Ooh, if you have more blocks, you can add a chimney. Yes. What about you? Yes, it had a chimney before. Wow. What about you? Did you do something different with your house?
Made a flat roof.
A flat roof, yes. Okay, let's see here. Did you do something different with your house?
Made a 2-story house.
A 2-story house with only 2 more blocks. That's amazing. Okay, and you?
I'm still working on it.
That's perfectly fine. She's still working on it. So we are all different. And if you could see the little houses they're building, they are amazing and beautiful. These kids are very, very creative. So guys, look at me for a moment. Come here. Come here. As you play with the blocks and building a little house, you're using what you have on your hands, right? Like the blocks. And then you're using your imagination. And then you're using the information you have because you've seen houses before. You live in a house, perhaps. Yeah? So that's what you use to build these beautiful houses. Now, I have to tell you something. You ready, Sam, to listen? I have to tell you something. Jesus calls us to build our lives on him and to be smart at it, to listen to what he's got to say to us when we build our life. And to build our life, we have some help. We have the help of the parents and the school and the church and friends and family who help us. They help us. They help us to build our life so that we can be healthy and happy. And as you did with your little blocks here, and you tried all over again, and some of you took a little bit more time, we're all different, and that's okay. And Jesus still loves us, and he's got a plan for each and every one of us. But one thing I want you to remember is to make sure you remember this. Build your life on Jesus. Remember what Jesus has to say on his word, that he loves you, that he's always with you, that you are not alone. Ooh, that's a lovely house. Look at that. So you're going to your Sunday school, and I pray that you'll have fun, but I also pray that you will hear the truth of Jesus' love for you, okay? Okay, come here, Sam. Let's pray. Yes, I know you like to jump around, but it's time to pray. Remember we talked about praying just last week? That there's a reason why we close our little eyes and fold our little hands so that we're not distracted. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that our kids are here this morning with us, and we pray that you will bless them. We pray that you be with them. We pray, God, that they will know that you are with them all the time, and we pray that they will remember that your word is very important. Thank you, God, for them. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, and you're going with Marcia. Enjoy your Sunday school. We will continue in worship in a moment as soon as I finish picking up the blocks so that we have the mercy seat. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Psalm 89 says, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. El Salmo 89 dice, cantaré del gran amor de Dios para siempre y con mi boca yo declararé su fidelidad a todas las generaciones. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Yo declararé que tu amor está firme para siempre y que tú has establecido tu fidelidad como el cielo mismo. I would like to invite you to stand with us this morning. We're going to continue in worship. We're going to sing of the love of God, of the fact that our lives need to be built in him. Vamos a cantar esta mañana una bella canción que dice que nuestra vida está en él. And I need your help. I need your voice. I need your clapping, your hands, and we're going to worship with as much joy as you have in your heart this morning.
6 of Psalm 89, for who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? That's why our hope and our strength is in him. For there's no one like him. Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? No one is like him. And I hope that this morning as you sing, you will know and you will declare and you will be reminded in your own heart and you will be singing to one another that our hope and our strength is only in him, and that we have reasons to sing this morning of his mercies and of his love for us. Esta mañana la invitación es a que no importa las circunstancias, adoremos al Señor y sepamos que solamente en él está nuestra esperanza. Let's sing. To invite you to say something out loud, and I know this is going to feel awkward. It feels awkward every time we do it, but it's good to do it, I think. One mercy of the Lord, one thing, one reason why you this morning will like to sing to the mercies of the Lord. He's being good to you. So please say one or two words, few people. Amen. Thanks, kindness, yes.
Patience.
Una o dos palabras en las que ustedes describan la bondad de Dios en sus vidas. Lo pueden hacer en español. They can also do it in Spanish. Amen. Yes.
Dios. My son.
Your son. Yeah, yeah. Reasons to celebrate. Reasons to know that he is with us. Can we sing the chorus again? Sing of the mercies of the Lord. Feel free to sit if you would like to, or remain standing for the next song, As the Deer. And I hope that I invite you to come this morning to enter into God's presence thirsty, because as the deer, when we come to his presence, we know that he is able to supply, to provide. He can feed us. He can quench the thirst of our hearts. May the words of this song be our prayer this morning as we worship him.
Oh,
that we bring our lives, that we bring our joys, that we bring our thanksgiving, that we bring our concerns. Because you alone, God, you alone, Jesus, you alone, Holy Spirit, you alone can provide, can restore, can supply, can fill our lives with the hope and the strength that we need to face each and every day. You, Almighty God, we fear you, God, but you're also our friend, our closest friend, and we love you. And this is a mystery that it's hard to comprehend, but you came closer. You moved into the neighborhood and you came to us as a friend to teach us to live, to teach us to love one another, and to bring us back to you. So here we are, God, your people, your children, the ones you love dearly. We know we have failed you perhaps, but we ask for your forgiveness. Oh God, we know that there's times in which we've been away from you in our thoughts, in our minds, even in our bodies sometimes. But you have called us to come to you, and here we are. Here we are this morning in your presence, declaring, O Lord, and singing and praying that only you and only in you our lives needs to be built. That our strength is in you, that our hope is in you, that our joy is in you. And so we come before you, God, and we worship you. Teach us to love you back. If you have the words again on the screen, please. Let's sing together. Hallelujah. He alone, you may be seated. He alone is our heart's desire, and we long to worship him. We long to worship God this morning. A scripture for this morning, it's found in Luke chapter 12. La escritura para esta mañana está en Lucas capítulo 12. Verses 13 to 21. I'll be reading in Spanish, and you will have the words in English on the screen. And if you have your Bibles, or if you would like to use the Bibles on your pews, feel free to do that. Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Uno de entre la multitud le pidió: Maestro, dile a mi hermano que comparta la herencia conmigo. Hombre, replicó Jesús, ¿Quién me nombró a mi juez o árbitro entre ustedes? Tengan cuidado, advirtió a la gente. Absténganse de toda avaricia. La vida de una persona no depende de la abundancia de sus bienes. Entonces les contó esta parábola. El terreno de un hombre rico le produjo una buena cosecha. Así que se puso a pensar, ¿qué voy a hacer? No tengo dónde almacenar mi cosecha. Por fin dijo, ya sé lo que voy a hacer. Derribaré mis graneros y construiré otros más grandes, donde pueda almacenar todo mi grano y mis bienes. Y diré, alma mía, ya tienes bastantes cosas buenas guardadas para muchos años. Descansa, come, bebe y goza de la vida. Pero Dios le dijo, necio, esta misma noche te van a reclamar la vida. ¿Y quién se quedará con lo que has acumulado? Así le sucede al que acumula riquezas para sí mismo, en vez de ser rico delante de Dios. May God bless the reading of His word and the message this morning.
We have some visitors this morning. I'd like to welcome my friends there. Thank you for visiting. Welcome to Scarborough. Ruben, all the way from India, thank you for visiting. And Vladimir Jr., visiting from Venezuela. Welcome all. This is home. I hope this can be home for you too. We're going to sing together, I Love You, Lord. Let me invite you to sing with your hearts, with all your minds, to really, truly mean those words that you say, I love you, Lord. Let us sing together. Love you, Lord. We are here to tell you how much we love you and to thank you for how much you love each and every one here. And we ask, Lord, that as you come and embrace us with your presence, you will open our ears and our minds so that we can understand what do you want to say to us this morning. Speak to us. Teach us something new today. As the disciples asked Jesus, as we saw last week, teach us to pray. We ask you today, teach us from your word. We want to know more of it. We want to get closer to you as we read it and study it and listen to it. So bless us today as we come together to hear your word. We pray this in Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't be a fool. What a title for a sermon. Let me invite my friend James here for a moment and ask him a question. And as he answers what I'm going to ask, think about what would you ask if I ask you the same question. Come over here, my friend. Give us a description, your best description of a fool. What would it be to you?
Interesting, thank you. Well, the first thing I would think, it's someone who's lost. But not lost just randomly, lost, but they know that they're lost. And probably due to misjudgment or bad decisions, poor judgment, and they've, they, they see that they're lost, but they seem to not be able to fix it. That's what I think a fool is.
Good, thank you. You're not a fool, certainly. Someone who, something that I like from what he said, like from that description, is someone that is lost and knows that he's lost, but doesn't want to acknowledge he's lost. Something like that. Well, Jesus, again, last week, the disciples come to ask Jesus, teach us to pray. And we don't know the conversation, but we can imagine them asking him, how many times do I have to pray a day? How do I pray? In which position should I pray? How long? For how long do I have to pray? And they were thirsty of knowing this. Now, after that, Jesus continues to speak to the to his audience there. And he is here now in the middle of a very interesting lecture, a very spiritual lecture. And he's teaching the not only the disciples, but other people among them, how to rely on the Holy Spirit. And almost everyone was paying attention to Jesus. They were like, just like you, paying attention to what the message was. And suddenly someone raises their hand. So, of course, Jesus stopped. He pauses there, and he said, yes, do you have a question? And he said, well, no, really. You know, we've been thinking about this with my brother, and you know, he doesn't want to listen to me. Can you tell him to give me my money, whatever is mine? So at that moment, Jesus realizes. He said, you know what? All the rest of the people, they are paying attention to my spiritual message, and this one person is concerned about money. So Jesus discerns that this person is too concerned about money and state. And he knows that he wasn't paying attention. His mind was somewhere else. He was not paying attention to what Jesus was teaching. So instead of paying attention to the spiritual message Jesus was thinking, he was just thinking about his finances. If I can only give my money from my brother, I'll buy this and I'll get this and I'll do this and I'll do that. And Jesus recognized that what's going on here is a case of what we can call greed. It's actually mentioned there in the scripture. So Jesus passes there and he changed his topic. And he said, you know what? Let me tell you something. And he started telling this story, the parable of the rich man. Now, what's the difference? The disciples were asking, teach us to pray. Now, this man here, he wasn't asking a question. He was demanding something. Tell my brother. He was not asking. He was demanding something here. So Jesus gave them all a speech about greed. And we just read that in the scripture. Interestingly, in verse 20, let me read this for you. Jesus said, but God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Strong words. Jesus said, but God said to him, you fool. And if you have your Bibles with you, there is an exclamation point right after, you fool. Which means Jesus was really energetic when he probably pointed at a person and said, you fool. But what Jesus meant by that, because we think of a fool as someone who has a poor judgment, as James said, someone who knows they're wrong, but they don't want to recognize they're wrong, and they want to keep walking in their wrong ways. But a fool in the Old Testament, it's very similar to this. It's one who see others doing the right things, going the right way, but they want to go their own way. So everyone is stopped in the red light because it's the right thing to do. But the fool, he said, you know, there are no cars coming on the other road, so I'm just going to cross in red, knowing that that is wrong. He's going around, he's going against the rest of the world. He's someone that is unteachable. is someone that have a hard time apologizing because they always think it's everybody else's fault. They refuse to listen when others point these things out for them. So other people tell them, you know, you're not doing the right thing. And they refuse to listen and to accept these things. And they will become, because of that reason, more and more isolated. That's what I can explain of a fool in the Old Testament. Why do I say this? Well, let's see. Psalm 14, verse 1, the first part of the psalm. It says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14, 1. The first part says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Now, this psalm is not suggesting that the fool is necessarily someone who is an atheist. That's not the case of someone who said there is no God in the Old Testament. They all believe in one God or a God or gods. So it's not that they don't believe. What happened, what this means is, in biblical terms, what it means is, there is no God here. There is not a God, or there is no God close to me. There is not God who is interested in my life and in me. So what I do and what I say and what I think doesn't matter because he doesn't see me. That's what a fool is. It's someone who says, God is not with me. There is no God because I can't see him. Because I don't feel that he's close to me. Because I don't think it. I don't feel he is interested in my life. And in biblical terms, that's what it means in the Old Testament, that someone would be a fool. Now note that in the parable, when Jesus was saying this, the rich man is talking about himself in the parable. Oh, my grain, and I'm going to get more. So I'm going to tear down my storage here, and I'm going to build a big one so I can have more for the future, and I will be happy. It's all about him. What it can tell us is the confirmation of what a fool was then. Someone who was isolated. Someone who is not thinking about others, so I can have more grain and I can share with the poor perhaps. I can give a little more to my neighbors. I can give some to my co-workers. I can share with people at church. Who is in need so that I can share my grain? No, it's all about me. And that person is very isolated now. That people isolate themselves from the community, sometimes from their own families, and certainly from God. There is no God. God is not close to me. God is not near me. God is not interested in my life. They only care about themselves. The problem of the rich man here is that he has isolated himself from everyone, including God. And everything is about him. When one fails to see God, if we fail to see God, we will fail to see God in all his creation. I usually wake up in the morning. I was up this morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was praying. And around that time, you start hearing the birds. And particularly this morning, I was paying close attention to that. And there were very different sounds, many of them, which tell me there were maybe different kinds out there. And then I thought of God. I said, thank you for your creation. You gave him the ability to make those sounds, to say good morning to me. And then I start seeing light coming through the window. I say, thank you. You are creating a new day for me. And then I pray for different things. And as I was praying, I was seeing his creation in my prayer. So I can tell you that I saw God this morning when I woke up. I really did, because I opened my eyes to His creation. Because I don't want to be isolated. And that's the case, I'm sure, for all of you as well. When you pray for yourself, when you pray for your families, when you pray for your church, when you pray for whatever you pray, you're recognizing God's creation. And then you're not alone. You share your prayers and you share your time with others. You're not isolated. It's not all about you. It's about the rest. In fact, Christians, we do spend more time praying for others than praying for ourselves, which is the way it should be. And that's because we are not isolated from God. That's because we are not saying at any moment, there is not God. We always say, there is God. God is present. God is real. God is alive. That is our vocabulary when we speak about God. So we are not fools. We truly do believe that God is real. The more open we are to see God in creation, the more open we are to see God in other people, the closer we're going to get to Him. The disciples asked last week, teach us to pray. And they knew that one of the reasons they wanted to learn how to pray or to pray was because they knew that prayer will bring them close to their Creator. That prayer will bring them close to a relationship with God. So the more open you are to see God in your daily life, the more likely it is that you will begin to see God all over the place. And you will go out, and when you see a homeless, you will see God. And you will see that He loves that person, and you will stop. And you will say hello to that person. And you probably ask if you can help in any ways. Or you probably drive half a mile and buy a sandwich and come back and give it to that person. And you will see that lady going out of the store with grocery bags, and you will say, can I help you? Can I take those from you to your car? And you will see God. And you will bring those grocery bags from this lady. I mean, Natalie's recording me. And you will see people in need. And you will stop and you will ask, can I pray for you? Because last week, Jesus taught me how to pray. Now I have to put this into action. Can I pray for you? And perhaps some people will say, no, thank you. But what a beautiful act it is when someone says yes to you. Someone you don't know. I don't know if you've done it before. You ask someone that you can sense, you can discern is in any kind of need. And you stop and you ask, can I pray for you? That's beautiful. That's the best gift you can give to someone. But we have to be open to that. We have to bring ourselves from isolation to the communion of being with God. Here's a question this morning. For the rich man, it was all about money. Money was what's in between him and God. All his concern was about money. He was listening to Jesus' teaching. This one, not the rich man, but the person who provoked all of this. He was so concerned about money and his financial future that he wasn't paying attention to the truly gift of what Jesus was talking about that morning. For all of us, might not be money. It's maybe something else. It's maybe the concern of knowing if we are going to be healthy tomorrow. It's maybe knowing if we are going to get the job or not. Or maybe knowing if you are doing good. Are you current work? Are you current job? Or is maybe having a teenager? Is maybe thinking of the loss of someone? Maybe concerned because someone at home is ill? What is it that the enemy wants to put in front of us and bring isolation and make us think that we are fools when we are not? Think about that for a moment. So you can think of that. you can decide this morning and say, I'm not going to be a fool because I know there is a God. I'm not going to use the same word of this person, maybe not physically saying those words by thinking, there is no God. There is no God simply because I don't see him, because I don't think he's close to me, or because I don't think he's interested in my life. Well, let me tell you, he's very interested in your life. And you might think right now, you have no idea what I'm going through. Yes, you're right, I don't. But I have a great idea of knowing who God is and the plans he has for your life. And there is a God, and he's just here this morning among us. And he came to tell us that. He loves us. And there is something in between him and us. He wants to get rid of that this morning so that we can unplug from those preoccupations and pay attention to what he wants to say to us. We're going to sing this morning in a moment, All to Jesus I Surrender. If Jesus finished his sermon then with that parable, and he will have encouraged this community saying, we're going to sing All to Jesus I Surrender, I'm sure that person who raises their hand and asks, tell my brother to split the money and give me my part. At the end of Jesus' speech, he will have come up front and respond saying, I surrender my finances. I don't want to be a fool. I want to acknowledge there is a God. And I surrender that because that is in between God and me. What is it that is for you that you have to surrender and come and say, you know what? This has really been in my mind for some time. I'll bring this to you, Jesus. I'll bring it to you because I know you are present in my life. Whatever it is, just come. Maybe it's not that you have a concern. Maybe there is nothing that you can identify that is between you and God. But simply you want to surrender and rededicate your life to him and say, Jesus, here I am. There is nothing that I can identify that is between you and me. But I come this morning simply because I don't want that to happen to me in the future. So I come and surrender everything to you. I surrender all to you so I can be closer to you. And nothing will come, nothing will come between you and me. If you want to have a moment, use you and Jesus this morning. Come to this side of the mercy seat. And just tell him what you want to tell him. Open your ears if he wants to speak to you. He perhaps will. If you need someone or you want someone praying for you and with you, come to this side. And any of our officers or leaders will come and will pray with you and for you. As the Spirit leads you this morning, just respond accordingly and let him work in you this morning as he comes and confirms that he loves you and you are not in any ways a fool because you say all the opposite. There is a God. Let us sing together. Come to you this morning as one, as your body, thanking you for your love, for the cross, because we came to the cross maybe being fools. But we are no more, because we know there is a God. We know you are on the throne. We recognize you are King. And we know the gift of calling you our Father. We thank you for that. But Father, we also acknowledge that the enemy is always around, trying to put traps in front of us to make us look like fools. And we pray this morning that as we face those moments, we will say, there is a God. There is a God. He is my God, the God Almighty. Sometimes we are weak spiritually and physically. Sometimes for different circumstances in life, we don't have the energy to come to you in the ways we should. But we ask for strength this morning. We ask, Lord, that you give us more of your Spirit, and that we can acknowledge your presence every second of our lives. There are things we have said or thought or done in our life, maybe recently, and we know those things are wrong, and we said those things and we did it, we thought of that, not because we are fools, but precisely because sometimes we are weak. But we come to you this morning and we surrender ourselves, we surrender our minds, we surrender our thoughts, we surrender our gifts, the 100% of our lives to you, asking you to do what you want to do with us as individuals and as a church. Come this morning, Jesus, as we surrender. There's still time. If you want to come, we're going to sing the second verse. All to Jesus I surrender humbly. We have to be humble to come at his feet and bow. You are invited to come humbly and bow at his presence. Oh, to Jesus I surrender humbly at his feet. Holy pleasures all forsake. Well, my prayer is that as we walk together in faith, we can encourage one another and remind one another that there is a God. There is a God. Do it with me, please. When you see me, often remind me of that. Although I know that, I need to hear that you know and that you remind me. There is a God. There is a God. Amen? I neglect to welcome you, my friend, as well. Hold on. You know that I love you. Anyways, you visited us before, and you're here today, and I know your name, promise you. He's trying to remember. Say it loud. Say it out loud. Yes, you. Victoria. Raymond. Yes. Welcome. I welcome other people this morning. And although this is not your first time visiting, thank you for coming back and for being with us today and perhaps making this place home for you and your family. Thank you for that, and Victoria as well. We'll sing together in closing. I Make a Full Surrender, number 602. 602, if you would like to use the songbook. We'll have the words in the screen as well. Three verses. We're going to sing all of these three verses all together. Would you stand as we sing? And let me remind you too, I sent the weekly email, and I mentioned in there, but I'm not sure you all received that. Carolina and I will be away the next two Sundays. We will be on vacation with our family. So next Sunday, you're really blessed to have Captains Stefan and Lara Van Schaik. They'll lead us in worship, or they'll lead you in worship next Sunday. So thank you for your willingness. Well, he chickened out. He's still going to be here. And the following Sunday, Majors Kester and Catherine Trim will be here. And I'm sure you will all be blessed by their ministry. Thank you. Thank you for that. Let us sing together three verses. Lord, I make a full surrender. benediction this morning from Philippians 4, verse 19, and then 2 Thessalonians 3:16. First Philippians. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Thessalonians. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. God bless you.